Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today because you can't buy these cars. You can't sell them. You can't buy them. It's a complete mess. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold Group, and I will cover them in a bit. But let's get right into it. General Motors Corporation has just issued what they call a stop sale order. Well, what is that, Dan? You cannot buy certain vehicles between the year 2021 and 2024. 2025s are okay, but think about this. Dealerships still have cars in their lot from the year 2021. Is that insane? Now, what happened was there is a connecting rod that goes from to the crankshaft that is failing, and they're having an epic number of failures. And I reached out to the car guy of all car guys, TK's Garage, and he said, "Oh, these are assembled in Mexico, Dan. That's the problem." See, you know what? I have a friend, the Health Ranger, who told me that he had a diesel truck and it took months to get fixed. Months for a part that literally cost maybe $2, and it was a connecting piece that would cover the oil area, and completely destroyed it. Destroyed the car, oil spurting all over the place, and it was thousands of dollars to get fixed. They end up having to pay for because it was under warranty. But again, quality control issues with General Motors. Now, here's the wild thing about this. I mean, there are thousands of these cars, guys, that can't be sold right now. And there's nothing to do with tariffs, there's nothing to do with inflation. You know, but think about this. You've got the Escalade, the Cadillac Escalade, Chevrolet Silverado, GMC Sierra models, all with a 6.2-liter V8 engine. All of these cannot be sold. They are basically paperweights. And again, why are we having so many problems? The National Highway Transportation Safety Association gets together and says, "Wait a second, we've got way too many complaints for the same things." So they issue a report, and the report says that the cars are faulty. Well, that's inspiring. Who wants to go buy this right now? Who wants to go buy a GM car right now? Seriously. You know, all we have is, you know, fighting amongst the car dealers right now. You've got everybody that hates Tesla right now. It's so funny. I was parked coming out to the island, and a guy in a Tesla pulls up in front of me. And he was all leery, and I'm just like, "Dude, are you really?" Because I'm sitting in the car, but I'm waiting for you, you know? But I mean, how terrible is that this guy has to deal with that? But Tesla sales are through the tank, hit the floor right now. Nobody's buying a Tesla right now. And the people that are driving them are worried that their safety's in danger in this neighborhood. You know, it's stupid, absolutely stupid. But what car has value right now? What car would you drive? Toyotas? You know, do you like the Japanese vehicles? I just sold a car. Thank God I sold this car that we were trying to sell for several months at a buddy that unloaded it for me. And right now, you cannot find a quality vehicle that's new. The quality is different today than it was. That auto show that we went to yesterday, that's when they made cars, guys. That's when you had the quality that was just never ending. And now you've got problems with the motor and the, you know, connecting rod to the crankshaft. It's terrible, guys. But here's the thing that blew me away is if they have any of those cars, you cannot sell them right now. So that'll bring sales in right now. This is the type of thing, if I was a competitor, everybody would bring that up to you. So, you know, plus the other thing is I brought up that Slate truck. You know, and my buddies have said, "Yeah, Dan, it's a golf cart. It's 150 miles. This is the big lie. This thing is, this company Slate is being backed by Jeff Bezos as his, you know, ploy to go up against Elon. It's going to be the Tesla Buster. It's going to be Slate. It's going to be a $20,000 car that's a stripped down truck." I'm telling you guys, there's no way. I found a great article from Motor Biscuit saying, "Will we ever get the car? Will this ever be delivered to people?" But the one thing that you can do is you can take a pickup truck, like a normal pickup truck with no back to it. Now, here's the thing. the safety rules and things like that that apply to cars, a lot of them require the back seat now. A lot of them require a buffer so that when you get hit, you've got safety. Well, right now, this golf cart, because it can go 150 miles, and then everything, you know, it's a crank-up windows. Oh, you want electric windows. Oh, you want, you know, locking doors. You want a key fob? Oh, God. I mean, it's going to be thousands of dollars more. But even this car company is saying, will we ever get the car? Now, the one thing you can do is you can take the exact same vehicle and they can put a back on it like an SUV. So you can have a five-seater car, which sounds great. But I got to be honest with you. You get into an accident, you have no back seat. The person in the back is dead. You understand? If there's any fire, if there's any issues that happen with these cars, you're going to have nothing but problems. So you can design and talk about anything you want, but reality and getting it through the Highway Transportation Safety Association that we just talked about, it's a totally different thing. But again, is it a golf cart or is it a car? Is it a truck, pickup truck? No, it's not. It's a joke. But Slate, I'm telling you guys, I am on my computers, on my iPads all the time. Old girlfriend, God, you have everything open. You have your laptop. You got two iPads, two phones. As I'm looking stuff up, get one story, look it up in another place. And as I'm researching things, you try to verify stuff. But this Slate thing is all over the place. There's commercial after commercial for Slate.auto, and it's ridiculous. $50 reserves it. But who thinks it's going to be there? Because I don't think it's going to be there. You've got GM that just voluntarily pulled tens of thousands of vehicles from being sold, but this golf cart is going to be available for 20 grand. No way. No way, Jose. Now, this is backed by the one and only Jeff Bezos. Now, here is my problem with society in general. You know, somebody pitched Elon once and said, you could cure world hunger for $6 billion. And he said, oh, if that's true, let's figure it out. Well, why don't you try to figure it out? You know, Jeffy Jeff and Elon want to get together, and you guys can hate whoever you want. And, you know, the weather girl's boyfriend, they went to space, by the way. Don't forget that. Jeff sent people to space. Anyways. Yeah, right. Space. An astronaut. They're all astronauts. Anyways. The funny thing about this is that they could cure world hunger. If I had $1 billion, I would do that. Wouldn't be making a stupid golf cart for you guys. But let me know what you guys think about this, because I think it's absolutely, utterly ridiculous. And again, I don't think this car is ever going to be available. Experts, auto experts, motorheads, people, you know, it's funny. You get those people that own all those cars that you saw in the last video. The meticulous work that goes into that creates its a certain person can do that, okay? I'm very lucky because I have very good people in my life. I have good attorneys. I have good accountants. I have good marketing people. I have great people when it comes to supplements and eating right and things like that that I can get advice for. And I talked to a security guy who does threat assessments. And we were talking about this and talked for 2 hours about different things. And, you know, what is a threat? What does it take to... This is escalated. This is serious. You know, having somebody that can define all that stuff, it's like, oh, that's great to know that. Well, that's the thing. When you have people like this in your life, rely on the experts, guys. Rely on the experts. Look at, you know, investments. Get good investment advice. Get good advice on your money. Get good advice on your bills, your job, everything. You know, I've talked to so many HR people lately about people getting fired and let go and fed up with their job because they're cutting back. And you're going to see layoff after layoff after layoff. So I haven't seen anything yet when it comes to these layoffs, but there's a lot more to cover on this. Let me know what you think. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. You know, the stock market has lost $4 trillion in market value this year. Apple has lost $700 billion worth of its market cap since the beginning of the year. We've got tariffs looming, persistent inflation. One thing that you need to look at is gold. The best place to get it is Patriot Gold Group. Call them today, 888-330-1431. Let them answer all your questions. Buying gold and silver is very easy, but call number one rated Patriot Gold Group today. 888-330-1431. Experts like Jeffrey Gundlach has said that gold is easily going to hit $3,500 to $4,000 an ounce. You do not want to miss out on this. Contact number one rated for 9 years in a row, Patriot Gold Group today. 888-330-1431. Do it now before it's too late. Let them know that Dan from I allegedly sent you. The Ronald Reagan House. Some of the hardest working people in the world are the farmers here in the United States. There's a great story out of Axios talking about how Trump may have to step in if they don't get this tariff solution fixed, and they may have to give some type of subsidy to the farmers. And the farmers are saying, hey, we don't want that. We just want to sell what we grow and let it be done. You know, I remember during COVID, we had certain people that grew things and had to just destroy them. I mean, there was an onion farmer who started a TikTok channel. How he had millions of dollars worth of onions that couldn't sell. And the thing about onions that I did not know is that everybody thinks, you know, hey, this onion was picked a week ago. No, onions sit around for months, months and months and months. And there were such little food purchases in restaurants and things like that, that certain places like certain foods like asparagus, onions just did not sell, did not get picked, and they destroyed them. And the farmers were like, we don't want that. Now, here's the thing. We export to China last year about $230 billion worth of farm things just from soybeans and corn alone. You know, Illinois has, you know, $6 billion that it'll lose, Texas $8 billion. But the farmers don't want to hear about this. They just want a deal worked out. But again, will they stop buying our food? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? You know, yesterday I was in right on the verge of Orange County and Los Angeles County and Seal Beach, and we were talking about the problems with LA County. And it's funny, LA County, LA, Los Angeles, just got their bond rating lowered by half a point. And that's a big deal because they're going to have to borrow money at a higher expense right now. You know, Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, steps forward and says, hey, we're going to have to lay off, you know, thousands of people now because we're not making money. And I'm telling you guys, if somebody did the Doge math on this thing, you would sit there and realize, well, what are you spending money on? And you have all these people that are not entitled to insurance, that are getting insurance payments, things like that, that are just destroying, you know, the city of LA. But you're going to lose a minimum of 1,600 people right now are going to lose their job with the city of Los Angeles. And ask anybody that lives in the city of Los Angeles. Ask people that have potholes near them. It's hell, guys. It's absolutely awful. So will that get fixed? Who knows? Now, speaking of another thing, you know, I don't know why anybody would want to be a landlord. I really don't. You know, they passed a law that stated that, you know, you can only charge so much rent as a rent increase. It's only 10% as a rent increase to a tenant. Want to raise the rent? 10%. You have to give them notice. They've lived there under 2 years. It's, you know, you can give them 30 days notice. If it's over 2 years, it's, you know, you got to give them 60 days notice. You're supposed to give people 60 days notice, and that you can raise it no more than 10%. They want to pass a law that states that you can raise the rent no more than 5%. Senate Bill 1157. This is catastrophic, guys, because think about this. All we've talked about, and I spoke to somebody out of Florida this week talking about insurance with condos, how people are going upside down. They sent me a bill from an association where people got a $200,000 bill for their unit, 200 grand. Unit's not worth $200,000. So what do? You just walk away? You're retired. You have no life savings then. You lose the equity in your house. What do? But they want to make it so that if you have rent, if you're a renter, a lifetime renter, that's great. You can only have you know, rent go up by 5%. Isn't that wild? I mean, you know, yes, there was a bunch of unscrupulous people back in the day, and during COVID, we saw a lot of horrible things. It just happened, guys. But now, you want to sit there and make this a maximum of 5%. I don't know if it's going to work or not, guys. But again, state has bigger problems, big deficit, and they just want to give stuff away. So let me know what you think about that so far. You know, fraud is a real problem around the country with certain areas, you know, unemployment fraud, people that work and then collect unemployment. And the big thing right now is the community colleges. These fraudsters, including that crow, have figured out a way to go out and get money without even attending school. All these different Pell Grants, all these different programs that give students money and access to pay for things on their own, but they're not really doing anything. I mean, California is the biggest problem. There is, you know, they think this year in 2025, there's already been $36 million stolen. Isn't that nuts? Okay. Well, you talk to the professors and the teachers of these community colleges. They say, yeah, we have students that never show up. They get the grades. We try to do orientation. Don't show up. Don't pay for it. Do you guys have a Goodwill store near you? Goodwill is the, you know, it's designed to help handicapped people. They have thrift stores around the country. In California, they're closing 7 Goodwill stores in Northern California. 90 people are going to lose their job right now. That's horrible. You know, these guys get supplemented. They have donations. And they cannot make it right now. That's just the sign of the times, guys, how bad things are when the thrift stores are going down for the count. Come on, donate. Now, the next thing is the DMV. Let's face it, the DMV is a nightmare. You know, California's tried to automate certain things, and like driver's license renewals. Getting your new driver's license, they even have automated like kiosks in stores, like grocery stores, like Ralph's and different supermarkets where you can go to and you can renew your license. I haven't found one that works yet. Every time you punch your name in, I just couldn't get mine to work. I renewed my license. It's very simple online using their website. But North Carolina is like, hey, we don't want to deal with this. We want to extend your driver's license for 2 years and just give people, instead of 5 years, give them 7 years to solve the problem of going to the DMV. How about running an efficient business? How about, you guys, I'm telling you, everything in our lives, it all comes down to customer service when it comes to a business. And, you know, I have a philosophy that everybody sells. I don't care if you're a law firm. I don't care if you're a dental office. It's funny. I have a dental office that I deal with. And, you know, they clean my teeth a couple times a year. And they're just fantastic. They call, hi, you have an appointment next week. Hi, Daniel, you have an appointment tomorrow. You know, it's so great. And that's the way you should do it. And I always compliment them and tell them it's so fantastic with their follow through and the way that they do everything. And everybody should be like that. So let me know what you think so far. And do you love the DMV? Really? I'm going to finish this video with these last few things. First thing is, join our email list, guys. Below, we've got one coming out in just a couple days. You don't want to miss it. So you can use the link below. Plus, we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live that we are producing so much content for. You sign up at iallegedly.tv. A couple things that I found that are absolutely amazing. What are the worst college degrees for money? Okay, well, if you're going to spend $200,000 on something and you're going to make $30,000 a year, let me do the math on that. Okay, no, don't do it. You can also let your idiot nephew know, maybe it's not a good idea. Look at the story below. What are the 10 jobs that are probably going to be eliminated from AI, by AI? That's a great article below. And there was a man arrested in Riverside County here in California. We talked about the bar exam recently on the private channel. You know, the bar exam's a joke here in California. They used AI questions for lawyers instead of having questions that were drawn up by the bar exam. And now they have to adjust the bar for the February exam that just happened. and people are going to get through that will not deserve to get through. Eric Rivera, let me get his name right. I got to give this guy credit for this. Eric Rivera was arrested for impersonating a lawyer. He took retainers, took deposits, showed up in court, walked in, and somebody stepped forward and said, "Hey, Eric Rivera, this guy over here, he's not a lawyer." So what did they do? They arrest him for impersonating a lawyer, practicing without a license, taking a retainer. And now here's the best part. Getting charged, felony festival, blah, blah, blah. Now he can represent himself as his own lawyer in California. Isn't that great? So he's going to get to represent himself. Final story. You know what I get a kick out of is travel and how expensive it is. Hawaii wanted to get more people from Japan. Not that many people from Japan are coming. So what did they do? They build a luxury hotel? No, they built pods. These are pods that are basically 3 foot wide that are, I'm sorry, it's a coffin that you can sleep in, and you got a public restroom down the way you can use. But who would pay for this? And they have men's, women's, they've got gender neutral, where you can both live in there together. Imagine two people living in one of those things for a few days. $150 a night. Don't travel if you can. I mean, that just sounds awful. So let me know what you think if you'd hop into one of those pods and do that. These are big in Japan. Oh, great. Imagine you go to Hawaii to get to the sun, to get to this, and you want to sleep in a pod. Pass. Please hit the like button, join the email address, subscribe to this channel, share it with all your friends and neighbors and colleagues. You want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com, and I will see you guys very soon. So much is happening, so much is going on. I cannot wait to share it with you guys.